I'm joined here by Martin McHugh to preview tomorrow's big match in the Ulster Championship, the Ulster Club Championship, I should say. It is Waddy Grahams taking on St Junan's. A mouth-watering encounter awaits in O'Donnell Park. Martin McHugh, looking at Waddy Grahams and looking at St Junan's coming into this particular game, coming off the back of two big victories, final victories, suppose both teams will be... Look, you would feel a lot of big talk has been about this Waddy Grahams side, first of all.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I was just looking at it with Kilmacud Crokes, they're favourites to win the All-Ireland club. So, I mean, that's a bit of pressure on their shoulders and everything else. I suppose people are going on their performance against Sláintemíl, which was very, very impressive. But we're hearing here around here today that their midfielder, Emmett Bradley, who's a big player for them, will not be playing tomorrow. That's a blow to them. He scored 2 points, one from playing, one from free in the county final. But you're right, they've got a lot of quality, particularly in their half back lane, their midfield half forward lane. They're very strong in that area. Now he's a blow to them, and I think there's a sub as well that came on a sub in the county final that's not available either, so they're a blow to them. But in saying that, it's a big task for St Junan's. They're in their home patch, they were underdogs in the county final, and we see the performance they produced. They're underdogs here tomorrow as well, and when you look at it like that, there's no pressure on them, and there are a lot of good footballers in Junan's, and the one thing they have is the best goalkeeper. We have to say, since Cluxton stepped down, I feel they have the best goalkeeper in Ireland.
Yeah, just looking at that, suppose that predictor player against player, you're looking at matchups, you're thinking of who's going to mark Conor Glass. There's big talk about Darren Mulgrew picking up Conor Glass. Would you feel that's where Rory will go?
Yeah, well, listen, Darren Mulgrew, we know he's a brilliant marker, and it's a big task for him. Was Glass a big physically strong player and proven as the time goes on, and has played professional sport. You know, we can talk about it and end up, you come up against a club player and that there. But there's one thing about Darren Mulgrew, he'll not be found wanting, and he'll put pressure on. And the other thing you can do with Glass is whoever's on him to go for Patton will be well able to head a short kick out, pull him to one side of the field. If he doesn't cross over, the one keeper can do that is Patton. So I think that'll be a big battle, and there's no doubt about it. But it'll not come down to that one battle. I think Kieran McFall's a big player. He beat Sláintemíl in the first 10 minutes. Who they push on him is going to be the player. Now, will you make a decision to put either Shane O'Donnell or Niall O'Donnell on him and try to put him on the back foot? That's one decision you make. Or the other one is you directly mark him and put a player on him that's going to stay with him. Maybe Dowling, who got the job, and Kieran Thompson in the semi-final, maybe he's the man to do that job. But that's a big one. Kieran McFall, I would say, when Rory has watched and his backroom team have watched the video, all of them, they'll definitely target him. He'll have to be targeted. He's one player I've seen in Ireland playing. He runs on his toes, McFall. I watched him. I was at a club game in Derry this year. Unbelievable talent. And he can drive forward, and he's very, very accurate. He's going to be hard. Now, he is definitely going to be hard to tie down.
Looking at St Junan's, we spoke about Waddy Grahams and what they can bring. St Junan's can bring a serious forward line, Martin. They were really, really impressive against Niamh Connell, and it wasn't the big names. Of course, Niall was fantastic on that particular day, but it was the Owen McGeehans. It also was the McGettigan brothers who stepped up as well. So you need big performances from those particular guys as well. Sean McVeigh in the half forward line was immense as well in county final day.
Well, that's the great thing about this Junan's team is the one thing, and teams found out every one of them can play football from the goalkeeper out. They can play. They're all good ball players. Kieran Tobin showed that in the final. Conor Donnell, a big finer. Peter McNuff coming in as well made it. The contribution he made. Keelan Ward pushing forward from the back line. Aaron Deeney, we look at them all. And the thing about them is, and Connor Park able to come, who didn't play, who cried off before the game. They've got a lot of quality, and these boys can all play really. They're strong players coming from defence, which you need nowadays. Now, the forward line, we look at it. Padraig McGettigan was very good. I thought coming off the bench in other games he was good, but they started him and he made a big difference. The county final, his ability to win ball and won that early dirty ball going in. Niall O'Donnell's a big player. I mean, he's leading by example. And Owen McGettigan if it was man of the match at half time, Owen McGettigan would have got it. And Shane O'Donnell, kicked a couple of very important scores. Owen Dowling got the job of going into the middle of the field. Mark Kieran Thompson did it really well. And the other man you talk about, Sean McVeigh, that's the worker. That's the man you need. Dowling, McVeigh are the workers. And what you need is four forwards of the quality they have, and then the two workers have to be there as well. The men that's prepared, plan the work, and they've got the two boys in the middle of the field, Kevin Keeley and Darren Mulgrew in the middle of the field as well, able to work. So that's why the balance of this team is very, very good. But I always go back to what I'm saying is, and no disrespect to Derry, but there's no goalkeeper in Derry like Sean Patton. This is going to be a different kettle of fish. Like, they've got quality players. They were able to press very high on the kick out. I saw it in Cavan. The press on the kick out was high upfield, but if you have a very good goalkeeper, it's very hard. High press is very dangerous. So what decision they'll make, like, there's nobody around longer than Malachy Rourke and Ryan Porter to know what to do. But I think it's not a foregone conclusion. A lot of people think this game, I give Unions a very good chance.
Yeah, and suppose looking at the Union side, they've played against Waddy Grahams in the past, because at minor level they played in that Ulster Minor Club Championship quarter final it was, and you know, there was a number of players playing that particular day as well, Martin.
Yeah, and I don't know that, and I'm just looking at here, we're looking at, I think Unions got beat that day as well. Now this Waddy Graham team, I think they've won four Ulsters minors in a row, so that really is, you know, that's form in itself. Now it took them a while to get over the line and everything else, and that was a big one for them to get over the line. The big thing's getting over the line. Now they'll say the pressure's off them getting out of Derry and everything else, and they're only coming down the road and whatever tomorrow and everything else, and we look at the field out here, it's in perfect condition and everything else. But I think looking at Unions, I think the big thing about Unions is what you do need in the modern game is a bench. We talk about county teams need a bench. Unions have got players to come off the bench that make a difference. They had players playing the reserve game the last day that would be on any other club team in the county, even maybe including Niamh Connell, maybe, you know what I mean? So that's the quality of player that they have. So looking at it, I think that if Walter Grahams are going to come out of here tomorrow, they'll be in a big battle and they'll have earned it.
So you're predicting potentially a Unions one tomorrow?
Yeah, I listen, here in this pitch and everything else, their home pitch and everything else, and as I said, a lot of pressure off them, a lot of good footballers and everything else. Great test for them, but I think that they'll be up to it, and I'm hoping a Unions one, because we just from a Donegal point of view, I think it would be great. We look at it this last couple of years, Gidor won the Ulster Club. Kilcare performed very well against Lochneil in 2017. Then Niamh Connell got to a final, maybe two finals they've been in, and you know, very unlucky. So this is where we're at in Donegal. So you can't write off the Donegal champions anymore. And this Unions team beat Niamh Connell team, who would have been maybe favourites for Ulster Club before this happened. So when we look at it from that point of view, there, this is a big battle, and they're coming in. We have a good record. One time in my time, we had no record Ulster Club, but now we have a very good record. So don't write Unions off.